USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says a national emergency to build the border wall or another government shutdown are still possibilities on the table. As hundreds of thousands of federal workers start back to work after a month of worry, the White House is reminding everyone this is only a three-week timeout in an unresolved dispute over border wall money, and that could mean they will be off work again in mid-February. Mulvaney was on Fox News Sunday.
I don't think any president of any party who's doing his or her job would be doing the job properly if they took anything off the table.
Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins was not so sure. She was on CBS's Face the Nation.
Shutdowns are never good policy, ever.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air, things to look forward to, and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Longtime Trump advisor Roger Stone, who's now facing an array of charges, including lying to Congress, was on ABC's This Week defending himself.
I will prove in court that any failure of memory on my part was without intent and would be immaterial. I am human, but I did make some errors, but they're errors that would be inconsequential.
Stone's indictment stands from the Mueller-Russia election meddling investigation. A Louisiana man is under arrest after he fled the state. WWL's Don Ames.
21-year-old Dakota Terrio was found and arrested in Richmond County, Virginia, Sunday morning. Louisiana law enforcement believe that Terrio started the rampage at his girlfriend's home, where he'd recently been living, by killing his girlfriend, her father, and her brother. It's then believed that Terrio drove 25 miles to the home of his parents and shot both of them. Terrio's father was still alive when first responders arrived and apparently identified his son as the shooter.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The Taliban says that the U.S. has agreed on a draft peace plan that would see all foreign troops out of Afghanistan in the next 18 months. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The talks aiming at ending the 17-year war in Afghanistan. The draft agreement comes after 6 days of talks between the Taliban and a U.S. envoy in Qatar. The envoy saying the talks have been productive and he plans to travel now to Afghanistan to meet with government officials there. The Taliban so far refusing to hold talks with the Afghan government, insisting the U.S. is the primary enemy. The deal reportedly includes promises from the Taliban that Al-Qaeda and ISIS would not be allowed to use Afghanistan as a base of operations. It's unclear when and if this draft agreement will be implemented. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido has renewed his calls for soldiers to abandon Nicolas Maduro's socialist government. With more details, here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg appeared on Fox News Sunday to talk about the ongoing crisis in Venezuela.
But I think the most important thing now is to avoid a civil war, avoid that violence is going to be used. And therefore, NATO allies support those efforts to try to find a negotiated solution.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.